places, a hostile environment was created, and it is not as easy for Jewish and non-Jewish students who support the State of Israel to have a safe and secure academic environment.
Israeli's Consul General to the Midwest, Roei Gilad, speaking with Illinois Public Media's Scott Cameron. You can hear both parts of their conversation on our website, will.illinois.edu.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and services geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Russia's food safety watchdog today says that it is imposing a temporary ban on the import of poultry from the U.S. as of tomorrow. The move is due, according to Russian officials, due to the continuing presence of harmful substances in the poultry, including antibiotics of the tetracycline group. In the first quarter of this year, Russia's poultry import from the U.S. fell by 34% on the year to 47,200 tons. This morning, USDA reported its export sales for the week ending November the 27th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 11.7. Corn this year, 46.1. Soybeans this year, 43.3. Sorghum this year, 15.5. China says it will pay its farmers about $9.25 a bushel for their corn under this year's farm support program. However, experts say this could be the last year of the four-price purchasing program as domestic stockpiles swell. China replaced its four-price subsidy program for soybeans with a target price system earlier this year, freeing the government from the obligation to buy physical grain and replacing it with cash payments to farmers when domestic prices fall below a set price. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 17,875, and it is down 36 points. The NASDAQ, 4775, up 1, and the S&P 500 is 2,069, and it is down 4 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. It's another quiet day across the northern two-thirds of the Midwest this morning. We have a lot of variable cloud cover, but lots of fair skies in a fair amount of the region. The winds are relatively light. Down in the southern portions of the Midwest, though, we do have a lot of cloud cover, and there is some precipitation. The wintry mix, in fact, occurring across many areas. Coming out of southern Missouri into southern Illinois, southern Indiana, and down into parts of Kentucky, mostly rain there, but there's been a little bit of snow and some freezing drizzle that's been reported across parts of the region, so kind of a sloppy mess in the lowermost parts of the region. This is just the beginning of a couple of days of light precipitation that will impact that area, and then we'll see an increase in precipitation occurring across a larger portion of the lower Midwest as we go forward through the night tonight and especially tomorrow into Saturday. And during that time period, we will likely see a storm center form in the central plains, and that will take place as we go through the afternoon today and on into tonight, and that system will move to the east-northeast right through the Ohio River Basin as we go from Friday into Saturday. And so we'll see mostly rain with this event, and moisture totals will probably run anywhere from about 2/10 of an inch upwards to 3/4 of an inch, and there is potential for some local amounts over 1.5 inches. The precipitation will be greatest near the Ohio River. And the further north you get, the lighter the precipitation will become. Areas across the Great Lakes region will probably see little to no precipitation, but that which does occur up there may occur as a little wintry mix, so not completely done with our winter weather pattern. Well, it does look at this point in time that we are going to be looking at a warming trend taking place across a big part of North America next week, and that will certainly be a welcome change. But unfortunately, it comes with a stronger southern branch of the jet stream, and as a result of that, we're going to see our weather pattern basically turn warmer, but also a little bit wetter. We'll have a couple of weather disturbances that will pass through a fair amount of the Midwest as we go on out into the latter half of next week and into the following weekend. There should be several days of good drying, though, in between two wetter periods. Most likely the precipitation will continue to build up across the region. Our next larger storm system will probably occur after the 12th of December. From the 12th through the 16th will be the period that's going to be most favored for that precipitation. Now, as far as the temperature outlook is concerned, I think we're probably going to be looking at temperatures this afternoon that will run mostly 20s and 30s across the northern parts of the Midwest, and we'll look for some 40s occurring in southern areas. Looks like tomorrow and also on Saturday, we'll look for 30s and 40s across a big part of the northern Midwest and 50s occurring in some of the southernmost areas. Some cooler air will return to the south as we move forward into the heart of the weekend. So the Sunday afternoon, we'll be looking at 30s in the north and 40s in the south. Our low temperatures at night, not so bad for this time of the year, running primarily teens and 20s northwest and 20s and 30s in the southeast. And down in South America, everything continues to look wet for Brazil. Everybody's going to get rain at one time or another. There shouldn't be any significant dryness issues across the majority of that country, at least not for a while. Now, Argentina's got some dryness in the western part of its crop country, and that area will pick up on a little bit of rain in the next few days, especially this weekend, Saturday into Sunday. I think the rest of this work week, though, will actually be dry, and we'll look for temperatures getting much warmer in Argentina. Some 90 and perhaps some over 100 degree temperatures are going to be possible. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather on WILL comes from Busey. Busey is proud to reinvest in our communities, one project at a time, with financial guidance and support to volunteers and community leaders. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter December wheat is 618, down 13 and 3 quarters. Soft December, 593 and a quarter, down 3 and a quarter. December corn, 371, up 2 and a quarter. March, 384 and a quarter, up 2 and a quarter. July, 399 and a half, up 2. January soybeans, 999 and a quarter, up 1. March, 1006 and a quarter, up 1. July, 1018 and a quarter, up 1. December soybean meal, 384.50, up 3.40. December soybean oil, 31.55, down 31. December live cattle, 166.95, up 10. January feeders are 235, 37 and a half, now 35.50, and they're up 67 and a half. And December lean hogs, 87, 82 and a half, down 22 and a half. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView, and she is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Dave.
Oh, just a second here. There we go. Are you there?
Good morning.
Yeah. Well, we see by looking at the export sales report this morning that they were pretty good, especially for the soybeans this time of year.
Yeah, the beans continue to be good, and a lot of those are going to Asian countries. Notice that the Midwest bean basis remains firm, maybe getting a hair firmer, both at processors and on the river. That's kind of a plus at this stage of the game. What I noticed, too, Dave, is on the export bookings for corn, that China continues not buying corn. But look how good the export commitments were for milo again. That's where they're doing their buying.
Yeah, sorghum too.
So, the same thing.
Yeah. So I guess the question becomes because we've been watching these charts technically for a bit and watching this potential head and shoulders top in beans and going below the neckline. Do you think that we are going to test the neckline at some time soon, and then determine where we're headed from there?
On the bean side of things, we broke through the neckline, and typically what you do on a head and shoulders top is then rally again to that neckline. Mm-hmm. And on March, the neckline crosses today around, 10:15, 10:17, somewhere right in there, about 10:12 on the January futures. So I'd be expecting to see a rally up there and a failure. On the corn side, we have not completed the head and shoulders top formation because we have not broken the neckline. But we're sitting there kind of on pins and needles because it's right below this week's low.
Are we seeing river firming cash basis?
We are on the bean side of things, not so much on corn. The river's really at the Peoria area is really full of ice, but barge traffic continues to move.
All right, turn our attention on the livestock side. What are you seeing there today?
Well, we had an ugly day yesterday, particularly on the cattle side of things with that big break technically below the 40-day moving average in the nearby months. I think most of this is off the Cargill limited recall of some ground beef. I think what this technical break means, it's going to be pretty hard to stabilize cash right here for a bit. But I would expect to see the futures market put in at least a steady day today in the cattle and the feeders. Hogs, this Russian ban of U.S. poultry imports may weigh on the hog futures as well. I think we're gonna just see these hogs stay under $90 in the nearby months for a bit.
Thank you, Ellen. Ellen Dearden of Ag Review, and she is in Morton, Illinois. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.